For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
11 after 9 on Jacksonville's Morning News as rain and thunderstorms fill in from the west. Next several hours are going to be the wettest and stormiest before skies eventually clear out. Thankfully, tomorrow and the weekend are looking really nice, about as nice as last weekend was. And tomorrow is going to be a significant event in our community as Jacksonville University celebrates its 90th year and the signing of its charter. JU President Tim Cost is with me on Jacksonville's Morning News. You're looking pretty good for 90, Tim.
Thank you. Yeah, we're trying to be spry like one of our greats, Fran Kinney. So it's a special day tomorrow.
This is a big deal. And I think one of the neatest things about it is the way that JU gives back in service to the community. Walk me through what y'all are hoping to accomplish with this 90th Jacksonville University Charter Day celebration.
Sure, I appreciate it. Then again, back to 1934, to our founding, we decided about a decade ago when I got here that we'd turn the day, more than just a birthday party or a global toast, both of which we do, into a day of service. So tomorrow we're going to have more than 800 volunteers. These are students, staff, faculty, partners of ours, go out to 38 locations, not just in our home of Arlington, but all across Jacksonville. And we're going to volunteer, and we're going to do it for 4 hours. So you'll be looking at probably more than 3,000 collective volunteer hours tomorrow. The volunteer organizations are thrilled to have us there. We then come back here and celebrate with a lunch for all those local organizations, plus our people who helped out. And we're pleased that the mayor and the city council president will be joining us tomorrow.
You don't have to do it, so why do you do it?
Yeah, I think that a great private university like ours shouldn't just be in a city. It should be of the city. We should be out there. We should be helping. I mean, I've got 4,000 very able-bodied young men and women here going to school and a lot of active staff and faculty. And it's the right thing to do. I think it builds community and it's part of our culture here.
That's cool. And through the years you mentioned over the last decade, this has happened. You've been planting trees, you've been collecting food and doing a whole lot more. What are you most proud of as you look back and reflect over the last 10 years of the legacy of this event as you celebrate 90 years coming this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's the building of a common culture of giving. I mean, young people who go to all the universities in this town are, I think they're fortunate to go to these good schools. We're thrilled to have them and serve, but there's a community that we live in. We don't stay inside of our walls. I think people have begun to understand a big part of what we believe in learning goes on outside the classroom. They should be out in the community and helping where they can, and they can.
There's a little celebration that happens during the evening hours as well tomorrow. Walk me through that, and how is that different from the service?
Right. So we have a lunch tomorrow where the mayor is going to come and offer a proclamation, basically recognizing our volunteerism. And then part of the evening celebration is what's called Porter Fest, named for William Porter, our founder back in 1934, who was a judge. If you can believe, in the teeth of the Great Recession in the early 30s, a group of people decided to start a private university here in town. So that'll be a concert, a gathering, a festival, a celebration. So our students look forward to that, and most all of them go.
That's really cool to see, and nice weather it looks like for it as well. As you reflect back on 90 years, just in the last several years, significant developments in growth and operations at the university. Kind of walk us through what y'all are going to be looking to kind of mark as you're looking at the 90th big picture before we look to the future, Tim.
Sure. I mean, I thought that when I came, you know, as a graduate from here in 1981, this place changed my life in a lot of good ways. I went on and had my corporate career. And in coming back, I thought we had an opportunity as a place that had a good footprint here that we could go out and kind of begin to reflect the community. So it's a great business town. It's a great military town. It's a great healthcare town, et cetera, et cetera. And those are the things that we should be doing. So you look and see what we've done in our Davis College of Business and our Linda Stein College of Fine Arts. Look at what we're doing with the law school, opening a medical school. So you can continue to look for the things that are making Jacksonville great. And the Wall Street Journal just listed Jacksonville 2 days ago as the second best city to be growing into. So we're trying to reflect that here now.
Yeah, the most recent milestone was the College of Law achieving American Bar Association accreditation milestone. How does that build into the future? Can this be a catalyst for even bigger things in the area of law?
Yeah, we think so. I mean, the American Bar Association is the gold standard, and we gained accreditation there. They told us faster than any law school that they'd ever looked at, so that's great. We decided to put it downtown. That's our investment in the revitalization that both Mayor Curry and now Mayor Deegan wanted a big part of, and we want to be part of that. And so you see the law school now doing close work with our Public Policy Institute under Rick Mullaney, and you see it a lot of what's going on in all of our got five colleges now with an honors college on the way to be six. And the law school plays all the way through. That's kind of the ultimate liberal arts degree.
Jacksonville University President Tim Costa, as we visit ahead of the Charter Day of Service and the 90th birthday celebration. So fast forward 10 years as JU will mark 100 years. What is happening over the next decade that you will be able to hearken back on and say, look at what we did as we stated what the growth plan will be for JU?
Sure. So we're not too worried about, you know, can you get big? People always want to say how many more students. We're very pleased with the quality right now on our campus. The students are from all 50 states and 68 foreign countries. I think that's what Jacksonville, Florida expects of their good private university. We partner well with the other schools. I think you're going to see a lot more of the tipping in together, the nexus between healthcare, business, and technology, especially with where artificial intelligence might take us. I think you're going to see us build more buildings. We're going to go down to the waterfront here. You've got this beautiful 250-acre piece of land here on the St. John's River. We're going to build down to that. And we're going to open up the campus a lot more to everything that's around it. People tend to come over to JU when there's a sporting event or a cultural event, and we want them to feel open and welcome here anytime. So you'll see a lot more of that.
You mentioned the partnership, and I do wonder, it's going to take some time for it to ultimately build out, but the plan for UF in the downtown corridor, are you already engaged in active discussions with UF, with city leaders, about partnership opportunities and what that may ultimately look like?
We are, and that's a good point. The University of Florida, every great city ought to want more great educational institutions in it, and we think the world of UNF and FSCJ and ourselves and what's going on at Edward Waters. University of Florida is a real shot in the arm. One, it's going to be great for economic activity. People are going to want to build things near them downtown. We already have, to your question, Rich, a lot of discussions going on as to what that could be. They've now identified where their areas are that they're going to come here. It's all going to be at the master's level, and we think above, which fits very nicely with what we do. We do baccalaureate, so undergrad, master's, and doctoral level, but I don't see competition there as much as you're going to see a lot of cooperation. We've already talked to their president several times about this, a gentleman, President Sass, who I knew before. He was a U.S. senator, so I think it's going to be good for Jacksonville, and it's going to come into sharper focus now as they start to roll out their plan in the back half of this decade.
Before we let you get, and I know, you know, at the college level, students might not necessarily think strategically in the big picture, but take it up 30,000 feet. What's your message to them and the greater community about just the reflection and soaking in what 90 years means?
Yeah, I mean, we like ambitious, hardworking students who want to go out and compete and make society better. We all learned that from Dr. Kinney and before that. 90 years gives them a sense. It's a very good time for them. You know, take a look up from your phone and take a look at kind of what all has been built here for you. I told them when I was a student athlete here, I missed the fact that this whole thing existed for me to succeed. And that's how we try to talk to them all the time. And I think this is a pretty grateful group of students. They get what's going on here. And many of them, I think, are going to be very, very happy alums when we go to hit our centennial mark 10 years from now.
It'll be here before we know it, but first we'll soak up and enjoy the 90th, and that'll be through the day tomorrow with Charter Day of Service and all of the other celebrations around it. Jacksonville University President Tim Cost, our best to you, to Stephanie and the team at JU, man. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Rich, and thanks for having us on again. It's great. Good luck to you.
Always appreciate it. 9:20 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.